During the month of April, we're saluting the Oklahoma FFA, and the theme of their 2013 Oklahoma State FFA convention coming up at the end of the month, FFA, Grow Like That. Our guest today, a former FFA member from the Bing FFA chapter in the southeastern part of our state, Courtney Timmons, Cali, served as a state officer in 2004-2005. She was a National FFA AgriScience Student of the Year while she was wearing her FFA jacket. Now that her FFA days are behind her, she's known as the most decorated student in OSU history. A Truman Scholar, a Udall Scholar, a Wentz Scholar, National AgriScience Award winner. As we mentioned, an FFA member from Bing, Oklahoma.
Courtney, you, of course, were an FFA member not that many years ago, what, about a decade ago now. Yes. And as we think about your time in the FFA, you're from kind of the southeastern part of our state, the Bing FFA chapters where you went into the ag education. What got you interested in going into FFA?
Well, I was originally in 4-H, so, and what got me interested in that to begin with was, of course, my parents. My mom and dad were both tied to agriculture. I believe my dad still has his FFA jacket. I've seen it. I've touched it. So it was just kind of that natural progression from 4-H into kind of wanting to be with the big kids, you know. So when eighth grade came around and I got the opportunity to enroll in FFA, I definitely jumped on that opportunity and just wanted to be a part of it. I'd seen students who were older than me and what they had done and accomplished, and I just wanted to know more about it.
So tell me a little bit about some of the things you got involved with once you got into ag education and FFA.
Yes, well, in the ag education, kind of what I mostly focused on, my grandpa was a cowboy on a cattle ranch, and so I definitely wanted to be involved in the livestock portion. So I had a few heifers and steers, and I've got a very broad base in ag. I felt like I wanted to do a little bit of in everything, the horticulture, the animal science. One of my favorites was probably the natural resources portion of ag education, but kind of where I really found my niche and where I really excelled was with my supervised agricultural experience project, which was AgriScience Fair. And so I was very lucky because at Bing we have our ag education building, but then we also have a really nice horticulture department that has a really big greenhouse and then a few small greenhouses. So with my ag teacher in horticulture, I was actually given full control over one of the smaller but still pretty substantial greenhouses, and I was able to kind of be a young Norman Borlaug, if any current FFA members know who that is, and just I ran experiments on geraniums, bean plants, these really neat little plants that are called fast plants. They grow extremely fast, so they're really good to do experiments with, and I just had a lot of fun doing that, and that was kind of ended up being my favorite part of FFA, what was able to help me achieve the American FFA degree, and I just thought that was so cool that I could do something that I really enjoyed, which was agriscience, and something that has impacted my life so much till now, and do it through the FFA, which is an organization that I truly loved. So
now you actually competed at the national level with agriscience.
Yes, I competed every year at the state level from the eighth grade until I was a senior, and then I was also fortunate every year except for one to compete at the national convention. And actually, the year that I got beat at state, the girl that beat me ended up being the AgriScience Student of the Year for the nation for National FFA. So I didn't feel very bad about placing second to her. But every other year, I competed at the National AgriScience Fair. In 2 years, I was fortunate enough to actually win the Environmental Science Division at the National AgriScience Fair. And my very last year, the year that I was a state officer, a freshman in college, I still competed at the National Fair. And I did not win my category, but I was awarded That year, you could apply for a special program, which was the Toyota Youth Program at Expo. Toyota is one of the national FFA sponsors, and they had a program where if you were competing in the National Agri-Science Fair, you could apply to be in the running to be selected as three representatives that represented National FFA in Japan. And so I applied for that. Even though I didn't win my category, I was still selected to go to Japan the following summer, and that was an incredible experience. And I was very grateful to have that opportunity through National FFA and Agri-Science Fair. So.
Now, since you took your FFA jacket off for the last time, you have been active in pursuing your studies at Oklahoma State University. Some unique honors. Tell me about these scholastic honors that you've achieved.
Yes, I did my undergrad at Oklahoma State in biosystems engineering, and while I was there, because of some of the experiences I had through FFA, the leadership and the service aspects that they develop, I got very involved on campus. And then I also did a couple of undergraduate research projects. And through those experiences, I was able to compete for and be fortunate enough to be selected for the Morris K. Udall Scholarship, which is now actually the Morris and Stuart Udall Scholarship, and the Harry S. Truman Scholarship. So those are kind of more, the Udall is a very environmentally based, well, it's also for Native American students, and so it's very specific, but it also looks at your leadership qualities and kind of a broad-based, like I said, in the application I remember writing about service opportunities, leadership. I wrote about my experience on the Japan trip that I went on because of FFA and research. And then the Harry S. Truman Scholarship is more really focused on leadership and public service. And then I also competed for the National Science Foundation Graduate Research Fellowship, which is very much an emphasis in your research experience and what you plan to do in the future, research-wise.
Those research projects that you did in agri-science,
yes,
gave you a lot of impetus there then.
Yes, they did. And I will say that, you know, being an engineering major, a lot of engineers, at least, they really stress in our classes kind of the importance of written and spoken communication, because sometimes there's this stigma. I don't know if it's necessarily true, because I've met a lot of engineers that are very good communicators, but they think of us as being a little more introverted and not as good at public speaking. So when I was in my Truman Scholarship interview, the very last question they asked me was, Courtney, as you are an engineer, engineering major, so how can you convince this panel that as an engineer and as a Truman Scholar, you would be able to communicate effectively to the public? And I used my experience in FFA and as a state officer and presenting agri-science for projects, because there is a communications component to that too. I didn't do a lot of straight public speaking, but I always said presenting an agri-science fair project is public speaking. So I was able to use a lot of those different experiences to give them objective evidence on how I could communicate to the public as a public servant and as a Truman Scholar.
So kind of summing up those FFA experiences, what do you feel that you really have been able to take out of FFA successfully now into these educational pursuits and these national scholastic honors?
I think just having the confidence to pursue opportunities was a big thing. I'm a little bit known as being very good at independent study. So a lot of times professors like to work with me because I don't have to, you know, just be guided every step of the way. FFA kind of teaches you how to explore and experiment and figure things out on your own, whether it's livestock, taking care of livestock, you have to know what to feed them, kind of the schedules that they're on, figure those types of things out to be as successful as possible. Or if you're doing a career development event, that involves, you know, doing research and learning and especially agri-science, just kind of those skills that I gain the confidence to know that, you know, I can do this, I can figure these problems out on my own, I can do things that contribute to society. And yes, I do, of course, need help along the way, and I'm able to ask for it and get that. But I just really think the FFA, especially as a female, gave me this really great confidence and sense of self that I can really go on and do great things. And I think another thing that's been really important to me over the years is just the relationships that I formed through FFA and just the opportunity that it gives you to continue to give back and form those relationships. My very best friends, the bridesmaids in my wedding, were friends from FFA, and just it's such a small world, especially in Oklahoma. It's nice to be able to always, you know, no matter where you go, no matter what town you're in, you've seen it on the back of a jacket. You know people in that town that, and it's just such a great close-knit family. And then to be able to give back to current members, my husband and I love judging speech contests, helping students prepare for different things, and just being able to give back in that way, I think, is incredible. So
your thoughts about what FFA is today? It's you know, continues to change, it continues to improve, it continues to try to adjust to where the students are today.
Yes, I think that, and you know, I from growing up in such a small town in a rural community, FFA, you know, was to me what it kind of always has been, Future Farmers of America. You know, it prepares you to be active in the agricultural industry, which is what I always wanted to do. That's why all my degrees are from land-grant universities. But I think that now, especially from, my husband was an ag teacher in an urban area, and so seeing his experience and how different that was, but how just as important it was. Because not all of those students, I think one of his most outstanding students is now in law school on a full ride scholarship. So she may not be always specifically in the agricultural industry, but to have seen her blossomed in FFA into who she is now through public speaking and the different experiences that she was involved in, I think the FFA is now more equipped than ever to prepare students for any field, any industry that they desire to be involved in. So,
one last question, and that's the fact that the state convention is coming up. Theme this year, FFA, grow like that. What how does that hit you?
I think that's a very great metaphor and illustration of kind of what you do in FFA. You go in as a shy, intimidated 8th grader, and you graduate as this senior who just feels like you can go out and conquer the world. And you've got all your pals back there with you that are going to, too. So, and with my kind of, it reminds me of my agri-science fair projects where I, you know, always use plants, and plants have to grow and be cultivated, and there's certain inputs that you have to put in them to help them reach their full potential. And I think that the FFA does that for its students, you know, where flowers require fertilizer, water, soil. FFA gives students these other skills such as public speaking, leadership, service, things like that, that help them to grow up and to be just wonderful, productive citizens in whatever path they choose to take.
Courtney Timmons Kelly, now pursuing her doctor's degree in agricultural economics at Oklahoma State University, a state officer in Oklahoma FFA in 2004-2005, and a great role model for FFA members around the country. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.